Like Mike said, I had a lot of time this week to sit and think about stuff. At some point this week, and I wasn't real certain at the time when he did it, Marcus showed me that he had made this little heart that on one side was colored reds and happy colors. He said this side's happy and the other side was dark blues and blacks, and this side's sad. And he showed me, okay. He went and set it over by the computer desk where I usually sit, that I wasn't there much this week. And then Friday, when I was starting to feel a little better, I was in the kitchen doing something, and Marcus came in and said, "Oh, I should go get my heart." I said, "I'm happy, Marcus. It's okay." "Okay, well, I can't tell because all day you've just looked like this." And I probably can't do it justice, but it was pretty cute. You know, I was thinking a lot about this idea of shalom that we've been talking about, this peace. And this way that we've defined it, of the world the way that it's supposed to be. Right? God made things as they should be. God set everything up, and it was right. There was peace in the beginning, right? There was peace for a while. And then things start to happen. It starts to break down. Sometimes introduced from outside, whether it's serpent or an enemy, or just a conflicting idea. Sometimes it's jealousy. Two brothers bring sacrifices. One got more praise than the other, and the other couldn't handle it. And we start to head down. Or pride, ego. They say, "Let us build a tower to the heavens and make a name for ourselves." And slowly we start to see that world that God created, that world where you can really see shalom in its completeness, which is a primary definition for the word shalom. We see that it starts to slip away and slip away, and we are trying to regain that. It made me think about the way that God created our bodies. How they are incredibly put together. How all the billions of parts and cells and organs and everything works together to allow us to live, to breathe, to function, to get up and talk to people, to do all the things we do. But sometimes we get thrown out of whack, right? Something introduced from the outside can cause problems and can make our body fight within itself, right? That when we get sick, it's our body struggling with something from the outside, right? Or even worse, what do we call it when our body starts to fight itself? If that didn't happen, then a lot of prayer lists would be a lot shorter if our bodies didn't break down in that way, and be a lot fewer pink accessories sold. I've got a lot of ties, and I've bought a lot of ties for a lot of reasons. This is the only one that I bought for a funeral. for my aunt passed away from breast cancer. Things are, that God creates the way they're supposed to be don't always stay that way. Our bodies can break down permanently. Congregations, the peace can be disturbed, and whether from something coming from the outside or something coming from the inside, we see that balance, the way that God created it to be, start to get shaky. We see it in communities, we see it in countries. Turn on the news and people are going to talk about, we've got problems. How there's not peace. And we'll tell you why it's everybody else's fault. Right? We've been talking about trying to understand this thing called peace and how we can talk about trying to achieve making the world the way that God intends it to be. I don't know if we're going to have the answer this morning. And you might come away saying that sounds cliche or sounds naive. I don't know. But here's some things that I thought of this week. Based on the things we've looked at the last few weeks. If we are going to have a chance at this thing called shalom or peace or... Now, you've heard me use all the phrases, whichever one works for you. Here are some thoughts. First, I think we need each other. Not just in the small sense of the people that you are closest to. Not just we need our family, not just we need the congregation. We need to recognize as humans put here on earth by God, we need each other. Not just the people we agree with, the people we disagree with too. Not just the people we like, the people we don't like too. We need each other. Sometimes it's those differences that create some balance. Right? We talk about wanting perfect balance, only want one side of things. You ever take out a balance scale and put everything on one side? That's not what balance looks like. Sometimes we need people to balance us out, to make us more of a whole, to emphasize the things that we overlook. We need each other. Which leads to the next point of, we need to be very cautious about labeling anybody as less than. Now, I know I've talked about this before, and you may be thinking in your heads, all right, we're starting to see the greatest hits start to form. You know, every preacher's got those handful of sermons they always go to. This might end up being that. This is one that I think is important. But we need to be very careful about treating anybody as a less than. It's easy to do. It's easy to create reasons why somebody else matters less, and therefore we don't have to pay attention to them. Or therefore we can do whatever we want to them. We can ignore them, or we can even hurt them because they matter less. We talked about that some a couple weeks ago when I talked about some of the bullying situations from my past. I had identified somebody, a few kids, not as bad kids, but as easy targets, as less thans. It's easy to do. But think about the imagery from 1 Corinthians 12 about the church as a body. Now, it talks about the body parts and how all the parts are needed. And while the examples are about not putting yourself down, where it says, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the body. I think we can justifiably turn that around also. The ear can't say to the eye, if you're not an eye, not an ear, you're not part of the body. And the foot can't say to the hand, I'm going to get it right this time, if you're not a foot, you're not part of the body. We ought to be proud of our gifts. We ought to be proud of how we were made and the things that we can do and the ways that we think of things, but that should not be used as an excuse to look down on someone else. Now, this is talking about in the church. I think we can extend that. I think it does no good to look at someone as being less worthy of us because they are different than us. And I think we would have a far better chance of achieving this thing called peace. That even if we don't agree with somebody, and even if we would rather not be around somebody, we don't have to run them down or convince everybody how worthless they are. Maybe if we could stop that sort of practice, maybe we'd have a chance. And then finally, we need to follow the lead from Jesus that we looked at last week. Which does not mean grab a sword. I hope you got that, that we don't grab the sword. The more I look at that text, that first was a big problem, and that's Matthew chapter 10. If you weren't here last week, the recording will be up on the website soon. We made some good progress on the website in the last couple weeks. But what Jesus says there for us to do, he says, I'm bringing the sword. He says, I'm coming in judgment. And sadly, that means there's going to be families where some people are going to believe and some won't. And it's going to be his unfortunate job to split up those families. But he says, that's what I was sent to do. That's not what you're sent to do. What does he say he was sent to do? I hope you remember from last week. Because I think this is maybe a place where we can start. He says, go do something good. He says, the things that I have to do here on earth aren't going to look like peace. But if in my name you go and show kindness, if in my name you go and act with mercy, if in my name you can go show love, what did he say? Give a cup of water. We've talked about song leader cups versus preacher cups, we've got that, and I have a backup if it was needed. But if you can give a cup of water to a kid who's thirsty, or if you give a cup of water, that's like welcoming a righteous person into your home. You know, that's kind of like supporting a prophet. That's like greeting me, Jesus said. And that's just like greeting God. He says, if you can do something small in His name, then maybe this world has a chance. We may not be able to change the whole system. We may not be able to change every person in Romeo, even. We may not be able to baptize everybody on this block. But I believe that we need to be about trying to bring peace to the world. First, by not making it worse, and then by doing whatever we can. Jesus can't, he said he couldn't fix it. He said that's not what he came to do. But he sent us to. It's a huge responsibility. And we got a ways to go. But I know I've been encouraged by my time here with you guys. And I've seen good happen. And I've seen times where I say, this is the way things are supposed to be. We've mentioned a couple times, but when we had the budget meeting for this year, we said we've been blessed with a lot of money in our bank account. And we feel like we have more in our bank account than we're comfortable sitting on if we are trying to answer the call of what Jesus is asking us to do. And the elders said, if you have ideas of how we can use that money for reaching out to our community, write it up, give it to one of them, and we want to see what we can do. And I know we've gotten a few responses. I know there's more ideas out there. It doesn't have to be something big. It doesn't have to be a new program. Let's see what we can do. How can we be about making some change? Because the peacemakers are blessed, right? Do you remember in the Beatitudes what it says about the peacemakers? They'll be called the sons and daughters of God. Pretty cool idea. That's all I got this morning. Almost out here. All right. I'm not sure what the clock says, but we're going to wrap this up. We're going to move on to patience next week. So you have to wait for it. But this morning, if there's anything you need, don't wait. Come let us know. This congregation is incredible at coming together around our people and holding each other up in prayer. And if there's anything you need this morning, please let us know. Come share as we stand and sing.
Have you a heart that's weary? standing on.